A recent report
did not specifically identify the way that PED arrived in the U.S.
But Brian McCluskey of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says a study gives some plausible scenarios of how porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and a second coronavirus arrived in the U.S. 2 years ago and impacted mortality of swine herds and litters.
The one that sort of rose to the top was flexible intermittent bulk containers.
Or totes that carry feed, sand, and other materials via truck or ship.
Probably from Asia, because the viruses were very similar to viruses seen in Asia.
Other potential scenarios included pet treats and organic soybeans, both also from Asia. McCluskey says a better indication of how PED and similar viruses are being transmitted will help in the development of preventative measures.
From APHIS's perspective, I think we can make recommendations to industry about what mitigations they could take.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.